Let's do a comprehensive market rundown for Wednesday morning. S&P futures are down 64 points at 7,487, a decline of about 0.85%. The proximate causes are Iran escalation and an AI chip sell-off, but I want to give some texture to why those two things are hitting simultaneously. The AI chip sell-off is partly a valuation correction after extraordinary gains and partly a direct response to the news that Chinese AI models are capturing meaningful U.S. enterprise market share at a fraction of the cost. If enterprise AI spend is migrating to cheaper Chinese alternatives, that reduces the revenue trajectory for U.S. AI chip demand.
Gold's three-year bull market ending after a 150% rally is a story that requires some unpacking. Gold running from roughly $1,800 to north of $4,500 per ounce over 3 years reflected genuine structural demand. Central bank accumulation, inflation hedging, geopolitical risk premium, and de-dollarization moves by emerging market central banks. The bull market ending doesn't necessarily mean those structural factors have reversed. It may mean the market had priced in more than the fundamentals could support at the margin. Michael Burry's public dispute with Trump over short selling is contextually interesting here. Burry has been bearish on equity markets even as Trump celebrated record stock prices. And gold's correction may vindicate some of the risk-off positioning Burry has defended.
The bond market signal deserves attention because it's genuinely anomalous. Real yields, meaning Treasury yields adjusted for inflation expectations, are rising even though inflation expectations themselves are cooling. Normally, those two move together. When real yields rise as inflation expectations fall, it suggests the market is demanding a higher return on U.S. debt for reasons other than inflation, which points to concerns about fiscal sustainability, debt supply, or a risk premium on U.S. creditworthiness. Given the current trajectory of federal spending and the geopolitical expenditures we've just described, that reading is not implausible.
Alibaba's surge in Hong Kong is a bright spot in an otherwise difficult market picture. The stock posted its biggest single-day gain of 2026, driven by accelerating cloud revenue reports and a legal victory. The specific nature of the court win isn't fully detailed yet. But given Alibaba's multi-year battle with Chinese regulators, any legal clarity tends to be received positively. The quantum strategy recommendation to buy Chinese AI equities fits this narrative. Alibaba's cloud business is essentially China's version of AWS. And if Chinese AI models are taking market share globally, Alibaba's cloud infrastructure benefits directly.
JP Morgan's analysis of a potential Tesla-SpaceX merger is fascinating because of who's making the argument and how carefully they're hedging it. They called the combination coherent, meaning they can articulate a business logic, but specifically warned of major hurdles. One analyst put the merger odds above 80%, which is an aggressive number. The coherence argument is that SpaceX's Starlink provides connectivity infrastructure, Tesla provides the ground-based energy and transportation network, and combined they form a vertically integrated tech infrastructure company. The hurdles include SpaceX's complex shareholder structure, SpaceX's government contracts that would face antitrust review under a merger, and frankly, the question of whether merging two companies under one already controversial CEO would survive regulatory scrutiny.
Jeremy Grantham seeing a 90% chance of SpaceX stock crashing is a useful counterweight to that 80% merger probability. Grantham has made his reputation on identifying asset bubbles, and his argument would be that SpaceX's private market valuation, which has been trading at multiples that assume extraordinary growth for decades, reflects the kind of speculative excess he's identified in previous cycles. Whether he's right on SpaceX specifically, his broader caution about tech valuations in a rising real yield environment has historical support.
USDA calls to Walmart, Kroger, and Albertsons about beef prices ahead of July 4th represent an interesting intervention by the White House into grocery markets. With the U.S. cattle herd at a 75-year low, a number that has real structural origins in drought, feed costs, and the economics of ranching, beef prices have hit records. The administration's political calculation here is clear. Food prices are one of the most viscerally felt economic indicators for most Americans, and calling grocery chains to discuss price behavior is a visible action, even if it has limited direct effect on structural supply constraints. Nestlé tweaking its recipes for GLP-1 drug users is separately a sign that the pharmaceutical revolution in metabolic health is reshaping consumer goods strategy at the biggest companies in the world.
The housing picture is dire in two converging ways. Foreclosures have hit a seven-year high, with the median foreclosed home selling at 27% below estimated value. And 12.5 million student loan borrowers are on track to default by year-end. These two data points together describe a balance sheet crisis for a significant portion of American households. The housing bill that's about to become law after Trump's deadline to act expired may provide some relief at the margin, but the structural affordability problem requires supply-side solutions that legislation typically addresses slowly.
Democrats taking the rare earth probe directly to Lutnick's sons at Cantor Fitzgerald is an unusual procedural move that signals how frustrated oversight Democrats are getting with what they describe as stonewalling by Commerce Secretary Lutnick on the $1.6 billion USA rare earth deal. Rare earth supply chains have become genuinely strategic. These are the materials that go into electric vehicle motors, missile guidance systems, and semiconductor manufacturing. Congressional Democrats arguing that a sitting cabinet secretary may have a conflict of interest in a major federal rare earth transaction is a claim that warrants proper investigation, regardless of which party is making it.